From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. President Donald Trump tossed in some politics with yesterday's policy address in St. Charles. Joe Manus has more.
Besides promoting tax cuts, Trump went out of his way to bolster the political prospects of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, the best-known Republican challenging U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill next year. Trump repeatedly praised Hawley's support for tax cuts and then took aim at McCaskill.
She wants your taxes to go up. She's weak on crime. She's weak on borders. She's weak on illegal immigration. And she's weak on the military. Other than that, I think she's doing a fantastic job.
McCaskill is a former prosecutor and sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee. She disputes the president's jabs and claims his tax cut plan will hurt many working Missourians. Trump is promising to campaign for Hawley next year. I'm Joe Manus.
Missouri prisons will officially be tobacco-free on April 1st. The court-ordered change comes after a lawsuit was filed by an inmate who claimed he was suffering from secondhand smoke. Communications Director Karen Pogman says inmates and staff will not be forced to quit cold turkey.
We want to make sure that our offenders and employees are prepared and that they have the proper, you know, tobacco cessation materials and information and education that they need if they want to quit smoking.
In November, the Department of Corrections began offering tobacco cessation classes. Other changes in the facilities will continue until March 16th, when all tobacco sales will stop. Farms across the U.S. are expected to make more money in 2017 after three straight years of falling income. But Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports not all farmers will have fatter pocketbooks.
Farm income is expected to rise by about 3% nationwide this year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's because of higher prices for dairy, pork, and poultry. At the same time, the USDA says farmers who grow wheat, corn, or soybeans will see another year of declining income. Tim Cook, the chief credit officer for Farm Credit Services of America, says an oversupply of those crops is keeping prices down.
For most producers, those current price levels are below what their cost of production are.
Some parts of the country have a better outlook based on their dominant product. For example, corn is a drag on farms in the northern plains and Midwest, but cattle and cotton are leading a rebound in the southern plains. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Starting tomorrow, Columbia residents will be able to register to vote, change addresses, and request an absentee ballot entirely online. The Columbia Missourian reports that the new functions will allow voters to sign their forms and submit them on a touchscreen device, rather than mailing or faxing them to the county clerk's office. Boone County Clerk Taylor Burks also said in a press release that the website's redesign will have a more modern look and be easier to navigate. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry.